There is an old story from the Jewish mystical tradition about the Baal Shem Tov, an 18th century spiritual teacher and healer who helped found Hasidic Judaism in Eastern Europe. The stories about him focus less on academic theology and more on how everyday people stay connected to the sacred during hard times. One story says that whenever great danger threatened the Jewish community, the Baal Shem Tov would go to a certain place in the forest. There he would light a sacred fire, pray a particular prayer, and somehow the danger would pass. Years later, his successor faced another crisis. He no longer remembered how to light the sacred fire, but he still knew the prayer and the place in the forest. So he went there, spoke the prayer, and somehow that was enough. Another generation passed. The next rabbi no longer knew how to light the fire or recite the prayer, but he still remembered the place in the forest. So he went there and said, "I do not know the fire, I do not know the prayer, but I remember the place." And somehow that too was enough. Eventually, another generation came along. This rabbi no longer knew the fire, the prayer, or even the place in the forest. All he could do was sit in his chair and tell the story. And the story itself became enough. Many people I know feel spiritually lost right now. I even hear it from fellow clergy who are unsure how to guide their congregations through so much political hostility and distrust. I hear it from parents trying to raise children in a world shaped by algorithms that they barely understand. I hear it from older adults who once believed that democratic norms, international alliances, scientific institutions, and basic constitutional protections were more stable than they seem now. I hear it from younger people who cannot imagine ever owning a home or having retirement security or trusting that the climate will stay livable. We are holding, often in insulation, a deep grief. Many of us no longer trust the institutions that once helped give life meaning. Congregations, universities, journalism, government, and medicine all feel less reliable. Even the idea of objective truth is now questioned in ways that would have seemed impossible a generation ago. Some people try to bring back the past just as it was. Others leave it behind completely. Many feel stuck in the middle, holding on to pieces of traditions they still care about, but no longer fully trusting the institution that once supported them. This old Hasidic story about the rabbis is, at least for me, an odd comfort because it refuses nostalgia without surrendering wisdom. People forget things. Traditions change. Institutions grow weaker. Language shift. Communities break apart. History keeps moving. And none of this is new. The Jewish people who shared these stories survived exile, persecution, displacement, and political collapse many times over the centuries. They knew how fragile civilizations can be, but they also understood that the sacred sometimes survives inside a memory long after the institutions lose their coherence. I think many people believe spirituality is mostly about certainty or keeping traditions exactly the same. But wisdom traditions tell a more human, complex story. Again and again, people lose their way, let go of old structures, forget parts of rituals, and still find the sacred in surprising ways. The Buddhist tradition teaches that impermanence is at the heart of reality. Everything changes and nothing lasts forever. Holding on too tightly to forms brings suffering because no structure lasts. This idea might sound negative at first, but I think it actually calls us to a deeper kind of spiritual maturity. It asks if we can stay compassionate and aware even as the world shifts around us. Even with all of the disruption and disorientation we live with today, people still gather at hospital beds when someone is dying. They still light candles after tragedies, and they still sing at funerals. They still look for words big enough to hold grief, beauty, fear, love, and wonder. They still long for community, meaning, and a sense of something greater than just buying or achieving things. The form changes. The longing remains. Maybe that is a part of what this story, this Hasidic story, is trying to teach us. The sacred has always been more resilient than the structures carrying it. That does not mean institutions are not important. Rituals, communities, stories, and memories all matter. But maybe the spiritual maturity is about learning to tell the difference between the container and the fire inside it. Some of the vessels are clearly cracking right now. I think we all know that, but I am not convinced that the fire has gone out. Sometimes I wonder if times like these make us rediscover what truly matters beneath all the systems and old certainties. Compassion, presence, courage, reverence, truthfulness, caring for those in need, community, love. Those things survive longer than empires do. The final rabbi, or the last rabbi in the story, could no longer perform the ritual correctly. All he could do was tell the story honestly. Somehow that still opened a path toward the sacred. And I find that strangely comforting right now. Many of us do not know what comes next. Some of the old guides no longer help. Some of the old words do not feel right anymore. Some of the old certainties are gone. But perhaps the work now is not pretending certainty we no longer possess. Maybe our task now is to stay faithful enough to keep sharing the story with each other until the fire shines again. Let us pray. Loving Spirit, many of us feel like people carrying fragments. The old certainties no longer hold the way they once did. The institutions we trusted feel fragile. The future feels difficult to imagine clearly. Still, something sacred continues moving beneath the surface. Help us remain faithful to the deeper fire when the vessels around us begin to crack. Teach us how to live without pretending certainty. we no longer possess. Keep us tender in a world growing harder. Keep us truthful in a culture increasingly shaped by performance and fear. And when we no longer know the right prayer, the right ritual, or the right words, remind us that even the honest telling of the story can still open a path toward you. Amen.